Now, there's three points I want to leave you with today. And we've seen these points come through in what we've already seen this morning. The first is that Jesus is the best gift ever. So let's read through that our first reading this morning again, and let's see if you can see why. Now, so I'm reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 8. So as we read through here, let's see if we can see why Jesus is the best gift ever. So I'm reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For unto you this day in the city of David is born a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he's pleased." The angel here says that Jesus' birth is good news of great joy because Jesus is the best gift ever. And his birth is such good news that a whole multitude of angels sing in praise to God. How many other Christmas gifts do you know about where a whole multitude of angels has appeared in the sky singing praise because of them? Now, there's two reasons why Jesus is the best ever gift. The first is that Jesus is a gift for everyone, for all the people, for everyone who ever was, everyone who is alive now, everyone who ever will be born in the future. That's what it means by all the people. Can anything you buy for Christmas compare with that? The second reason Jesus is the best gift is that Jesus is the gift that we all really need. He's not like the porcelain elephant your great aunt got you because she thought you collected them. He's not like the box of tea I bought my mum once, even though I've never seen her drink a cup of tea in her life. Jesus is the best gift because, like the angel said, he's a Saviour and the Lord. Yeah, we'll talk about what it means for him to be Lord in a couple of minutes. But what is a Saviour? A Saviour is someone who saves, someone who rescues, delivers. But maybe you're sitting there thinking, "But I don't need a Saviour. I'm doing quite well for myself, thank you very much. How could a Saviour be a gift that I really need?" Well, let me tell you what Jesus saves you from and where he's going to rescue his people to. Jesus saves from this broken, fallen world. Have you ever cried? Have you ever been sick? Have you ever been in pain, physical or emotional? Have you ever mourned? Have you ever known someone who's passed away? You may have a comfortable and prosperous life here, but no one gets through this life without having to go through those difficult and unpleasant things. No one. But the fact of the matter is that God didn't create us to have to go through those things. But because Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and now humanity as a whole disobeys God, those difficulties are our reality. But it doesn't bring any joy to God that we have to go through those things that we weren't even created for. So God sent Jesus to save his people from this world where there is pain and sadness and mourning and death is a reality. And Jesus came to deliver everyone who believes in Jesus to a new earth, which God will create again in the not too distant future, where God himself will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death will be no more, nor shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. I'm sure all of you, when you look at this world, you know it's broken. Things happen that just shouldn't happen. There's wars and famines, natural disasters. Lots of things just aren't right. And in the grand scheme of things, you and me, we're all powerless to do anything about it. Jesus is the best gift because he came to save everyone who believes in him from this world to a new one which is coming soon where everything is made right. And he came so that everyone, everywhere, every time would be able to believe in him and experience that salvation. And as far as gifts go, it doesn't get much better than that. This Christmas, let all the gifts you give and receive remind you of the gift of Jesus, the Saviour of all. As you're buying Dad socks and undies, know that those socks and undies are going to wear out. Remember that Jesus came to take everyone who trusts him for salvation to a world where things don't wear out, where there is no decay, where nothing and no one gets old. If you're buying Mum some flowers, you know that those flowers only last a little while before they lose their colour and wilt. Remember, Jesus came to save people from this world where there is death, to a new world where death is no more. Jesus is a gift for you, and he is the gift we all need most of all. The second point is that Jesus is King. And what do I mean? And what I mean by that is that Jesus is the one who calls the shots. It's easy to lose track of that at Christmas. You know, like we saw before, sometimes the kids can end up being the ones calling the shots. They want to do this and that, and they want you to take them here and there. They need this and that and whatever else. Maybe it's entertainment that ends up calling the shots. You know, we've got to have fun. We can't be bored at Christmas time. You know, last year we had a water fight, which was fun, but we've got to do it better this year. We need bigger super soakers that shoot further and bigger water bombs. Well, why don't we even go one better at water? Let's have a laser fight. You know, we'll go to laser tag. That'll be awesome. Sometimes your pride ends up calling the shots. You know, you look over at your neighbour's place, you see him putting up the lights, and your pride says, I've got to do better than that. So you go down to Bunnings and get more lights. You got to win. Or you're in the shop looking for presents and you're thinking, well, Frank got me this last year, but I only got him that, so I need to do better than him this year. Go to the expensive shop. When we let the kids or entertainment or pride call the shots, it's draining. If we let them tell us what to do, they'll keep ordering us around until we've got nothing left. But the good news of Christmas that we heard before in Luke is that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. He's the one who calls the shots. Now, for almost every Australian, that won't sound like good news at all. But it is good news. And the Isaiah reading tells us why. So let's read it again. And the reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, from verse 2. Which says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. And what is the light that shone on those who were in darkness? Skipping down to Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Now there's a lot in that passage, but essentially the fact that Jesus is King is good news because Jesus is the best King we could ever ask for. We all complain about our politicians and people in authority over us because they're fallen people. They're not perfect and they will let us down from time to time. Or we let things like entertainment and pride call the shots and they're never satisfied. They just want more and more and more till you've got nothing left. And then they just keep asking. Jesus isn't like that. He is a good king in every sense. He's a wonderful counselor. He's someone we can turn to in tough times, and we know what he says is going to be wise and valuable. He's mighty God. Nothing's impossible for him. He's able to do anything he promises to do. He's everlasting Father. You know, firstly, he's a king forever. And he's a king who's like a perfect father who doesn't rule over his people with an iron fist just asking for more. But he rules like a father who wants the best for his kids, even if it costs him personally. His rule is peace, and that's something we'll talk about in a few minutes. And as he is ruling forever, his reign will be known by perfect justice, righteousness. Basically, everything King Jesus does is the right thing to do. And rather than running you around ragged until you've got nothing left, this is the king who says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Doesn't he sound like the one that you want calling the shots? And just like Bob Dylan said, you got to serve somebody. And if you got to serve somebody, isn't this the guy that you'd want to serve? This Christmas, remember that despite everything else going on, that Jesus is king. And he's a good king. And you can rest in his rule over everything. But if you forget that, then when you're feeling a bit flustered, when you're feeling under the pump, when you're getting weighed down by the weight of everyone's expectations of you, try to remember to take a step back. Remember that Jesus is king. Bring your struggles before him in prayer and you'll find he's a wonderful counselor. And instead of wanting you to do more and more, Jesus is going to point you to what he's already done for you. But if you get to that point this Christmas where you're just feeling frazzled, where everyone and everything is getting to you and you just feel like you're getting attacked on every side, the last point this morning will bring comfort to you. And the last point is that Jesus brings peace. And that's such an important point. It's been in our other readings this morning. In the Luke passage, the angels sang out glory to God when Jesus was born, and then they sang out peace on earth among those who God is pleased with. In the Isaiah passage, the child to be born was a prince of peace. He's the best gift ever because he brings peace with God to all those who trust in him. And when we let him call the shots, he brings peace between people as well. And it's just like we saw before. If you finish school, what do you think of when someone says Christmas? I bet what you think of is packed shops with not enough room to walk around, you know, fighting for car parks. And when you finally do get to that thing that you want to buy, it's sold out, and so you're going to have to go to another shop and do it all over again. You're probably thinking family get-togethers where there's so many people around and you've got to be really careful not to talk about this to Auntie Betty and about that to Uncle Bob. And if your brother Frank and your cousin Holly are both there at the same time, everyone's going to be waiting around for a bust up. Or the Christmas list. What are you going to get? What are you going to get for who? And how are you going to afford it all? You know, lots of stress from all sorts of different situations. But Jesus didn't come to make us stressed. He came to bring us peace. And that's an important point of our last reading this morning, which is Micah chapter 5 from verse 2. Let's read it again. So again, reading from Micah chapter 5, verse 2. "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth, and the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord and in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace." So this child born in Bethlehem will be peace for God's people. Now there are three ways that he'll be peace. The first is that there'll be peace with God. The ruler from Bethlehem rules in the strength of God and in the majesty of God's name. And he rules over the people of God who return to him. Now, when we sin, when we stray away from God, when we don't let God call the shots and we think we can do a better job ourselves, when we love something else, like money, more than God, and mold our lives around whatever it is we love, it upsets our relationship with our Creator and the God of the whole universe. And being at odds with God isn't good for anyone. But Jesus came to defeat sin and bring peace between us and God. And he did that by dying on the cross and teaching us how to live as people God has saved. And because of what Jesus has done, all of us here today can know peace with God by coming to King Jesus and letting him rule your life. And as wonderful as that is, Jesus also came to bring peace between people. When Micah was writing, there were two kingdoms of the Jews, and there was Israel in the north and Judah in the south. Now, most of the time, these two kingdoms didn't get on, and they fought a lot of wars between each other. But when this ruler comes from Bethlehem, the brothers who were previously at war will return home. They'll live together again, and they'll submit to King Jesus, and then they'll find peace. And third, Jesus came so people would feel emotionally at peace. When the ruler from Bethlehem came and was ruling over his people, it said they dwelt securely. Another translation says they live undisturbed. And that's because they know that Jesus rules the whole world, and he's a powerful ruler and a good king. With Jesus ruling, there was nothing they really have to worry about. They could feel in themselves secure, undisturbed, at peace. Christmas is a busy time. And it's easy to get caught up in the busyness and stress. It's easy to get caught up in all the things that happen. And it's very easy to lose perspective, to forget the real reason of what we're doing it all for. But this year, as Christmas gets closer and you're starting to get caught up in it all, remember the things we've talked about today. As you're looking out for presents, remember God has already given the best gift in Jesus. And he's given Jesus for everyone. You don't have to stress about finding the perfect gift, because whoever you're buying a gift for already has the perfect gift. As you're receiving presents this Christmas, be thankful for the joy that they give you in this life, but let them remind you of Jesus, the best gift ever, which is yours to have. And remember the joy that will come from living eternally with him in a place where everything has been made right. This Christmas, when you feel like everything is screaming out at you, you know, demanding your time, demanding your service, just wanting more and more, and your stomach is twisting itself into knots, wondering just how are you going to do all this? Stop and remember, those things aren't the king. Jesus is the king. And he's a good king. He loves you and does what is just and right. He doesn't make demands of you that he won't enable you with his spirit to do. While everything else that demands your allegiance on earth only wants you to run you in the ground, when you turn to King Jesus, you'll find rest. And it's in him you'll find peace. Peace with God. Peace with others, peace in your soul. If you don't know Jesus today and you want to know more about the best gift ever, King Jesus, who is our peace, you know, speak to me or one of the elders here, as we'd love to have a chat with you about it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he is the best gift ever, and you gave him to each of us, so that all of us who believe in him may change to live his way. Thank you that he is a good king who rules perfectly and brings great blessing to everyone who submits to his rule. Thank you also for the peace that he brings. Peace with you when we trust Jesus. Peace with others. when we live his way, and peace with ourselves so we can feel secure and undisturbed because we know Jesus as King and because of what he's done. Help us all to remember Jesus in all these ways this Christmas, and may you grant us a blessed Christmas as we look to him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to stand and sing another carol now.